And now we're joined by a former Justice Department official, Shannon Coffin.
In this case, given the importance of the matter, I think unusual transparency is in order. Although there is evidence of potential violations of the statutes regarding the handling of classified information, our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case.
Shannon Coffin, do you agree with that? That even though there is evidence that the statutes were violated, no reasonable prosecutor would bring the case?
Well, I think he got it half right. There clearly is evidence that of a violation of the statutes, and I think you'll find plenty of prosecutors, probably even prosecutors on his team, that would be willing to bring this case. We've laid out for over a year, and the evidence keeps mounting of Hillary's grossly negligent mishandling of classified information, and that's what one of these main statutes that he was investigating required.
And let me follow up on that. You just used the word grossly negligent, and
yes.
and Mr. Comey said extremely careless. I'm still trying to figure out what the difference is.
Well, there is no difference.
Well, and given that, grossly negligent is enough, isn't it? Because the other part of the statute on the Espionage Act talks about intent, and Mr. Comey talked about intent quite a bit yesterday, but nobody ever intends to be grossly negligent. Isn't it true that the reason they have one clause in this in the Espionage Act that specifically covers grossly negligent acts is to evaporate any suggestion that intent is necessary?
Well, that's exactly right. And look, it's not just negligence. It's not every mishandling of classified information is prohibited by the law. But when someone is so extremely reckless, so extremely careless, as Jim Comey says, in their mishandling, and they do so for purely selfish purposes, as Hillary Clinton did here, which was her entire purpose was to avoid scrutiny by the public. When that story would sell to any jury, and this statute is designed to prevent this sort of gross mishandling of classified records, and. Even where the statutes at issue deal with intent, all they talk about is an intent to remove a document from its rightful place of custody and put it where it's not supposed to be. And that it's not an intent to harm the United States. It's not an intent to make money off of something. It's simply the intent to move a document from point A to point B where it's not supposed to be. And here in this press conference, the FBI director Jim Comey said any reasonable person in Hillary Clinton's shoes would have known that you're not supposed to be having conversations about top secret special access program information on her email.
Shannon, so there's been, going back to the word of intention, Director Comey said that Hillary Clinton did not intend to harm the United States. There's been a lot of focus on this word, as Larry just mentioned, and you've been talking about as well. Has the director essentially rewritten the statute here?
Well, he's just ignored it. I mean, sure. This particular provision, which is 18 U.S.C. 793F, for anyone who wants to look it up, it is designed to deal with the situation where intent isn't in play, where it's just clear that someone has taken too big a risk with classified information. That's the entire purpose of this provision of law. So he's just saying, I'm not going to prosecute under that because I don't have, you know, a bigger picture story to say that Hillary Clinton was obviously trying to harm the United States. That's not what the law requires. The law requires that she have some gross disregard for the protection of classified information. 2,000 plus emails, and 8 of those chains were top secret. 30 of those chains were secret. These are the most precious secrets that our government keeps, and there was a regular disregard for the protections of those documents and the normal protocols that apply to classified information by Hillary Clinton and her inner circle.
So you've worked with the director in the past. Why did he choose to not move forward with charges?
Look, my view is he blinked under pressure, and that by that I mean, look, you can say that you can assume there's no conspiracy here. Okay, I mean, I'm not going to suggest that this was cooked up by the White House and Loretta Lynch. I don't actually think that's true. What I think is that there's an enormous amount of political considerations that come into play when charging a candidate for president of the United States. Jim Comey didn't want to say, I affected the election by taking out one of the candidates. Instead, he affected the election by keeping in one of the candidates who's plainly disqualified.
So let's continue to pull on this thread a little bit, because I've got a smart guy from the Justice Department, Shannon Kaufman, right now on the phone. I've read Andrew McCarthy, very smart guy from the Justice Department. I listened to Mark Levin last night, really smart guy, former Justice Department. You're all saying not only is it not a close call, it's a slam dunk that this should have gone forward. There's got to be something else to play. You say he blinked. Blinked under what pressure? Do you believe that he was afraid he was going to be the next Ken Starr, who they absolutely massacred, the Clinton hatchet team? They killed his reputation. Is that in the back of the mind of a prosecutor?
You know, it could be. The only person that can answer that question and who won't is Jim Comey.
If you had one question to ask him, what would you ask him?
Well, I don't know that I could start with one, but you know, he set this press conference up by framing it as a gross negligence question. Why can't you prosecute gross negligence here?
Let me ask you one other question about that, because a lot of people are saying, listen, if Director Comey isn't going to bring charges, why have this press conference where you lay out so many of the misdeeds and basically make a case for recommending an indictment? What do you make of that?
It's a good question, and one can only surmise that Director Comey thought that there'd been enough misinformation during his investigation brought to bear by the Clinton camp that he needed to set the record straight. That's not the job of the FBI to do that, but these are highly unusual circumstances, and Hillary Clinton has been lying flat out for a year and a half about all sorts of aspects of this, and we knew that. The evidence was already out there, but he laid those lies to waste.
If Hillary Clinton was Hillary Jones, would she be prosecuted?
I think plenty of people have said that. You can find plenty of cases where low-level people have been run out of government and prosecuted for similar offenses. Sure, I don't think that would be I think it's obviously a consideration. You know, whether it's Hillary Clinton or just Democratic candidate for President X, I can't tell you if that distinction makes a difference, but the fact that she is such a prominent person steps away from the presidency, I think had a major impact on the decision.
Shannon Kaufman, National Review and former Justice Department official, I appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you.